Hey, hey, everybody. We're back with Manny here, sipping with Manny. Early morning sipping. And that's how we do it. We're just here early morning sipping on this beautiful, beautiful morning of June 6th. And, you know, a lot been going on. So, you know, I hope you all had a good week. And we're back. So, you know, just one thing that's really, you know, really noticeable to me. You know, I came from Northern California in the Monterey Bay area, then now I'm back in Orange County, California. And so being in those two different areas, you know, I really see a big difference in like how the police patrol the streets. You know, it's just when I'm right here in Orange County and I see a police officer pull someone over, someone getting pulled over by the police, there's easily 3-4 cop cars, 6 police officers on this one individual. And it could be even like a young female and like six cops on this young female. Or there's even like one individual and there's 4, 5, 6 cops. And but when you're in Northern Cali, who you barely even see a cop pull someone over, or you see one cop on one person, you know, and it's just like, man, it's a big difference. I just wonder, one thing I'm wondering is why such a big difference. Is it because all the cops are busy in Northern California and that's why there's only one crime person or one person in a traffic stop or something, traffic violation stop? Or the more cops in Costa Mesa doing this per person and that's why there's less crime going on, because more cops are grouping, you know? Like, they group it. So it's like, oh, you know, there's one crime going on. Okay, this group goes here. But in Northern Cali, are they just sending individuals? Oh, you're closer, you go. You know, like you see in the movies or what? You know, there has to be a better strategy to it. You know, I was reading something online. You know, I was on Facebook, just, you know, scrolling through the feed. I noticed on Facebook that there was something they said that when you get pulled over on the highway, a police officer touches your rearview light. And the reason for this is to leave fingerprints on your vehicle in case you escape or something. Well, that's freaking baloney for Choney, man. Super baloney. I was sitting at a light and I saw a cop pull someone over. Cop hasn't come out yet. So I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me see if that's true. Let me see if this cop really had that training that they say Facebook that cops have, you know. That's one thing. So I'm watching, you know, I'm just looking and seeing, like, all right, let's see what this cop does. So he gets out of his car, you know, obviously they always walk to the passenger side. That's like the protocol they do. They walk on the passenger side. If they go on the driver's side, they're probably rookies or they're very confident individual police officers, you know, more power to them being confident. But they go on the passenger side. No, dude didn't touch no tail lights. He didn't touch anything. He just walked over there and started asking for his license registration. You know, that's just one thing, man. You don't believe everything you see on the internet. You know, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. Don't believe that stuff on the internet. You know, some stuff is true, but a lot of stuff is not, man. They're altering things and change things, you know, and they'll tell you, oh, there's this new technology come out. It's probably not even real. It could be some made-up stuff. Or they're telling you this happened in the news. It could be some made-up stuff. Not all the facts are there. So many biases and, you know, unreliable, you know, sources are coming out of the internet now these days, especially with Facebook. And it's just crazy because people are just believing it. They see something online, they believe it, you know. The other day I saw this thing online where they're writing on there, oh, snakes have legs, very small legs. It's new scientific discovery. And people are believing it. They're believing it. But if you go in the article, it's like a joke. It was like a test to see how many people actually go in the article and read it and see what it was. But no, people were reposting and believing this stuff. And that's what it happens online, that people would see something online, they repost it, and then they keep reposting. People post it, sharing. Liking, sharing, commenting, sharing. And then it's like the more comments and shares one post has that could possibly be fake, people believe that one than the actual real post that doesn't have that many comments, likes, or shares. You know what I'm saying? So people need to understand where they're getting their sources from. Or some people be sharing stuff online that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. Like if it's a new news article. No. You gotta go into the articles. Go into and read them. See what they're actually about. See who the author is, who wrote this. And then most of the time, they're not even an author on them. And just people posting up stuff to just do it, you know? You gotta understand what you're doing, what you're reading online. And that was one thing that was very basic knowledge to when I was growing up. And that was the first thing you get educated about when the internet was coming about to becoming something very spectacular and popular, was you do not believe everything you read on the internet. And that's what they said. That's what my mom said. That's what everyone was telling me. You don't believe everything you see on the internet. And now it's like everyone forgot that. They forgot the basic knowledge, basic education of what people would teach you about the internet, you know? And that's, it's just getting like that to every subject. You know, there's another one where it was, what was it? Well, people are posting stuff like that doesn't have all the video content on there. They'll post a video, but it's like chopped and chopped at a certain timing frame where it makes it look like a one-way road. So it'll be kind of like, what was it? They put a video online to make it look like this cop was abusing these kids or something. But if you watch the whole video, then you'll actually understand what the whole story was happening. But they'll put it only at the bad part. No, you need to see what happened prior. You need to see what happened prior and what happened after. You can't just put video clips of what, you know, but that's what some people do because they're targeting these specific consumers that are trying to get these specific people to relate to their own opinion. Relate to their own opinion. And that's what they're doing. Trying to get these people to get the same opinion, to get rowdy, to get rough. Hey, yeah, yeah, look. And they're sharing this video, commenting it, and then it goes up again. Up in flames. You know? It's like, dude, people need to get smarter on the internet. Stop being so gullible. So damn gullible. Where they believe every fucking thing. Everything on there. You know? It gets annoying. You don't want to... I don't want to see all that in my feed. I don't want to see all that in there. You know? I saw... even with some of these, like, certified pages that, you know, they're just sharing a bunch of content on Facebook, you know? Man, the other day, it was Fabulous. The rapper Fabulous. He's a great rapper, you know? He's a great rapper. The rapper Fabulous page shared something that was so, like, disgusting. Like, disgusting in many people's views. I forgot what it was, but it was so dumb. So dumb, disgusting. It was, like, so controversial. It was like, I forgot, man, but you know what? I straight up posted, I can't believe I actually have to unfollow this guy. I'm unfollowing you, dude, because this is retarded. Why would you post this? And a lot of people was right. Why would you post this? Why would you post this? Why would you post this? A lot of his fans. And like, you know what? This is taking an unfollow. I'm sorry I'm following people like that. Certified celebrity pages. I don't care who they are. Unfollow. Unfollow that shit. Because I don't need more content flying through my feed that has no proper sources, nothing to it. It just gets ridiculous. You know? I don't know, like, that's just how it is. People are believing anything they hear, believing anything they see online. And there's so much stuff that, you know, so much technology we have. They should be really smart about it. Like, we have things that could change voices. We have all these image altering programs, software. Shoot, even on your damn phone, you can alter images now. You know, with all these filters or whatever that you want to call them. People just call them Photoshop magic or whatever you want to say. These voice changers, Photoshop magic stuff. And even like pretty soon it's going to be videoing. Now they have all these manipulations of videoing with those Annie emoji things on the new phones where
the emoji kind of takes over what your facial expressions are. Like, you know what that next step could be? They could start faking video content from news. Is like, oh, well, this, the, like, say it's the Barack Obama or Donald Trump talking, but someone could actually manipulate what they're talking and make it say something else, and their facial expressions will agree it, because they're able to manipulate all that content. That's what it's going down to be. And people need to understand that. You can't believe everything you see or hear or read on the internet these days. Not even TV. And TV's just going downhill. No one's watching that shit no more. It's all the internet, YouTube, and Netflix. And freaking Facebook and Instagram. Snapchat is pretty big still, too. Snapchat, too. But you know what? Sorry, it's early morning sipping. Still tired waking up. On my way to work right now. You know, but it's something for you guys to listen to and hear and understand too. But type of things people need to realize, you know, they're manipulating all this stuff, you know, to what they want you to perceive, what they want you to see. You know, just be cautious with all that stuff, man. It's that early morning sipping talk. How many minutes have we been? We're really at 11 minutes. Let's keep going. Let's keep going for a few more minutes. So, like I was saying, we got to start understanding what we're actually viewing, keep our heads up, and keep things still moving, you know. You know, we're still going on a little bit more about me, you know. We celebrated my father-in-law's birthday at the Olive Garden. You know, man, they had those breadsticks. We're good, but I think, I really think between the breadsticks at Olive Garden and the biscuits at Red Lobster, I have to go with the biscuits. I think those are a lot better than the breadsticks. And I think they just have more flavor, you know? But the cool thing about the breadsticks is, you know, they feel like they fill you up more than the biscuits do. So it seems like you eat less, you know? So what I did was, you know, and I got this tip a long time ago from my brother is, you know, when you go out to eat at a restaurant, fill up on the free stuff. Fill up on the water, or your drink, on your refills. Fill up on the breadsticks or whatever they keep pumping out. Because you can always take your food home, man. You're always taking your food home. You can eat it later. Fill up on the good free stuff and take your food home for later. So it's kind of like you get two meals in one. My brother will always say, I'm not satisfied with my soda unless I drink at least 5 refills. Because that's what it's worth. Those 5 refills. Because you're paying $3.50, $4 a soda. You're not going to only drink one soda for $4. You might as well go, you know. But then you're over there complaining when you're at an Angels game. Or you're complaining when you're at a baseball game. Some type of sporting event. Oh my God. Oh my God. The soda's so expensive. $4. I'm not paying for that. But you go pay for it at a restaurant. It's the same shit. Same thing. You know? It's the same thing. So at least you get free stuff at the restaurant, you know. You're not going to get that out of no sporting event. Just fill up on the free stuff. Take your food home. And you'd be good to go. 2 meals in one. Boom. Another thing where you can get extra is a Chipotle. I don't know if you ever had Chipotle, but man, there's a few things you need to know. If you order a burrito, you're wasting money. You're an idiot. Don't ever get a burrito there. You get a bowl. You can order the tortilla on the side. Get the tortilla on the side. And I bet you if you fill up that tortilla, you'll still have a lot of food left in your bowl. So you get a bowl. I get a bowl with 2 tortillas on the side. You get a bowl. The tortillas on the side. You could get as much beans, rice, sauces, so like corn, as much as you want. The only thing that costs extra is the meat and the wok. So this is what I do. Give me the black beans, double black beans, double brown rice. Pick my meat. I do half and half because it's like if you get a little extra when you do half and half. So, oh, give me half of this and half of this. Get a little extra meat. Then I get double corn. So now my bowl's already packed with all this stuff. And then I get the red and green sauce, cheese, and sour cream. Boom. Big old bowl right there. That's a bowl. They barely could close the lid. You seen them barely could close burritos, wrap the burritos. But wait till you see when they can barely close the lid on a bowl. It feels like
going to one of those little Chinese, fast little Chinese foods where they're overfilling your thing with chow mein and they can't even close the lid down anymore. Feels like that, man. They're really good stuff, man. I mean,
eating that stuff. My kids love it.
There's that little kid right there on the YouTube saying how much he loves Chipotle. Oh, I love Chipotle. It's my life. All my kids love Chipotle too, man. They love that stuff too. Right there saying, oh, take us Chipotle. Take us Chipotle. It's my life.
And they laugh about it. They love it. They enjoy it, you know. It's good stuff. You know? So, you know, that's a little tip for you guys to understand. You get a little bit more for somewhere you want to be at or go, you know. Well, anyways, let's keep doing our thing. Stay tuned. Oh, I could keep talking to you guys, huh? Yeah, let's keep talking. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Oh, there's this new game. This new game online. Fortnite.
I don't know if you play games, if you heard of it. It's this game called Fortnite. Man, that game is crap. A crappy game. I don't know why all these kids love it. You know, Fortnite. It's lame. It's like this wannabe army game. And you go around, you start blasting the other team or whatever.
Well, it's like, it takes so long. Oh, gee.
You're like on a map as the size of Minecraft. You're like so long to find the enemy. And by the time you find them, you know, half your team's dead because there's a storm closing it in to bring everyone closer and closer together. You'll never meet up, you know. So there's this thing called a storm. It's like a big old circle. You have to go into this big old circle. Keep going into the circled area, the secluded area off. Keep going in there as much as this storm comes, because if you're in the storm, you die. So by the time you meet the other team, half your team's dead because they couldn't make it past the storm. And then it's just dumb, pointless game. And like, I was trying to show my kids, like, oh, this is how you play games. And my little kids are small, 7 and 5. So, oh, this is how you play.
You got really good games.
Yeah, I hope I don't make you guys tired yawning so much playing games. And I'm right there blasting this like team of 16. And the rest of my squad, oh, we're playing with, like, shopping carts. They have shopping carts in there. You can play with them. Little kids are, like, pushing these shopping carts and jumping on to ride them. So dumb of a game. Like, if you want to make a cool... Then you know what? Then it's free. Then it's a free game. You can't... Is it right to complain when it's free? I don't know. Because I think it is. Is it right?
Is it right to complain?
I think it is. To complain when it's free. You know? Because the only reason I think it is, because it gives you something to complain about. Because it's crap. You know, don't give me something free if it's not good. You know? You don't go give you know, you don't go donate something broken to charity, right? Come on, how can you? You can't do that. You don't go and donate something broken to charity. You just don't. And that's pretty much what that game is. It's crap, and they're throwing it out there to get people to buy the accessories for it, or little packages to waste away. It's stupid. It's nothing like, it's nothing like Halo, Call of Duty. It has to be like that, you know. Good classic army games that people really, you're just out there to battle. You're on this team, that team, you're out there and just battled away, man. You know, those are good games, you know. Well, let me know. Let me know what you guys think of Fortnite. You know, just keep doing your things tonight. Don't forget to watch tonight's episode of Sipping with Manny. All right, guys. Latest.